All right. It's Real Talk Radio. You already know who it is, Matthew Havens. We are live right now. I am joined with my two very good brothers from another mother's, Charles Brakebill, Matthew Mellon, an absolute pleasure. How are you both?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Glad to be here.
Doing good?
6 feet above ground.
Every day above ground is a good day. Every day upright, I heard, is a good day. Heard that the other day on the golf course.
But as my witnesses, please don't bury me in the ground when I die, so...
What do you want to do when you die?
Probably cremation. Spread me in beautiful places.
I was going to say, yeah. You got like a...
Spread me?
You got a couple places.
Beautiful places.
Warm. Just
like warm.
Just where it's warm all the time. I don't care where, just it's got to be warm all the time.
Equator.
Mm-hmm.
Near the equator?
Or right. If you bury me, don't put me in a coffin so I can decompose back into the earth.
Ocean?
That too.
I like the ocean. I like the ocean. But I don't think we're going to die anytime soon because we're living in ages, dude.
Just send me to space.
Man. Send me to Mars.
Send me directly towards the sun. Like, you want to, like, talk about the coolest cremation possible?
That's badass.
Send me directly towards
the sun. Give me a Tesla rocket ship and fucking
I mean, whatever's most economic. I don't need my own rocket. Like, if you're going somewhere already, like, set aside maybe, like, 10% booster, like, the inertia towards the, like, towards the sun. That's what it should be.
That is the most badass, futuristic Viking burial I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Barrel me, like, and then shoot the rocket. You know how the Vikings do? They put you on the boat, they put you out, and then they shot a flaming arrow at the boat. Like, just shoot a missile at my Viking spaceship with my remains on it.
Yeah, test our Star Wars capabilities. May the Fourth be with you.
Yes.
Like, go ahead and, like... launch it, you know, like just I don't know.
Let's
see what we got.
That's good shit.
That guy right over there.
Well, don't worry,
he's already dead.
I don't plan on that problem or we have to solve anytime soon. We have plenty of year, and we're gonna live to like 180. Who knows what's gonna happen late?
Yeah, I think the future is definitely gonna be pretty interesting in terms of life expectancy, and hopefully we get shit together with like. Just being able to feed people, you know, like I think that there's a strong thing to be said about like localizing food sources, you know, to where like you don't have to depend on, you know, let's even say like population gets out of control. You don't have to depend on another state's resources, you know.
You don't have to depend on the transportation shipping industry.
Well, let's put it like this. If we were to radically like change retail space. And you're able to like
online.
Well, not just online. Let's go beyond like the .com. You know, like let's think about. You know, you brought up a good conversation or a good talking point earlier, like teleportation. Like you don't have to teleport if you can bring the retail space like to your living room. Just think about how a projector like hits the wall and like you go from a white wall to like it looks like a window and it's raining and. You go ahead and fool your sensory detail that it's storming out. And mm-hmm. Like, next thing you know, like, you feel like you're on the third story in New York looking out in somewhere. And it's like, no, you're in Indiana surrounded by corn. But, you know, I mean, nice to have good resources around, you know. Fresh water, Lake Michigan.
We need water, that's for sure. We definitely need fresh water.
That's going to be the next world war. If I were to claim this first... on any source that is going like live, we are going to be the next big war, you know, and it may not be like a physical war. I think that's pretty much done, but like
mental.
Well, no, like we started trading water as a commodity in California, you know, like
everything comes back to money. Of course, you know, the root of, I think huge statement here. The root of all the world's problems is money. Lack of sound money, which is aka fiat money, trash, paper, dollars, printing, printer go brrr.
Well, you know, like Genghis Khan, you know, he started fiat. You look at like
Did
what
he?
Happened. Yeah, and I mean, you look at the issue they ran into is like once you obtain such a big empire, and I mean, we could definitely say the global economy is a separate type of entity and empire, but once you occupy so much property, whether it's, you know, I mean, in this case, Genghis Khan, all that, like physical coins and everything, you know, you would physical have to coin. Bring like an extra ship.
You have to have
because money. You have your goods and then you have your money, you know, and
you have to have something to exchange.
So they created paper. It's just way easier than gold coins.
You but know now, what, I mean? What do we have? The next best step is what we have.
I money that goes instantly. Yeah, I think transferable called money contract. That is, you know, set up, and yeah, crypto is definitely a pivoting factor of transferring funds. Like
there's fire,
legitimizing funds, and
the internet, cryptocurrency.
Forgot the wheel.
The wheel is up there, bro. The wheel's in between fire. It's after fire.
Is the wheel better than the assembly line?
Yes.
I don't think the assembly line would exist without
the without wheel. The wheel. Yes. Good fucking
all right. God. Chicken and the egg yeah. right there, right?
Yep.
Oh, chicken egg theory, huh? We're getting deep right out of the gate, listeners. Do you like this?
This is only 6 minutes in.
Dude, you guys don't even
I
know.
I own my this first is... drink, so.
Mm-hmm. This is tip of the iceberg here. Titanic iceberg.
So good. Before we were story. Talking about death, I'm curious to know if, so like, let's say your physical bodies were to deteriorate, right? So like we couldn't sustain your carbon-based life form. Would you guys put your consciousness in either A, some form of cyborg, or B, a simulation like Matrix where you could live essentially infinitely if you were to so choose? It or depends. Would you just want to die?
Go ahead, Charles.
It depends on what you are able to transfer, who you're, if you're able, like, there's a strong possibility you'll be able to recreate yourself and not be yourself. Okay. You know, like, and I mean, like, transferring consciousness, like, let's just say you design a platform where everything can be conscious.
It has to be perfect.
As soon as you put that one thing in, even if it's not consciously the person that passed away, will you not breed consciousness? You know, so, like, they're not going to be able to say yes or no effectively, or it, or an entity, or a digital whatever, you know. You create a platform that's always conscious. You, of course, the new thing you interjected in there is going to be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's the same. You know, so, like, I think...
So what is your answer?
My answer would probably be no. I would like to be remembered as my own physical self and not manipulated or changed or altered or anyone saying that's me now, you know.
Like, I agree.
Let me die for the person that I worked so hard to live for, you know, not be to altered, build. You know, like
we built ourselves this whole life, all of our years through our lives. We made the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We were influenced as a kid on those decisions, but we ultimately made the decisions in our life, which made us who we are right now today. Boom.
Deep.
Yes.
And I would agree. No is my answer. I okay. would rather die because we know there's more after this. We know there's consciousness in life, of course, after. There is no beginning. There is no end, right? We know there's something after these physical bodies. I think that's almost proven now.
Yeah, and
almost
I think,
proven.
And you're right. And I think that the fact that a topic of conversation into the we should adhere more to technology than to what, like, our spirit is. Like look at DMT versus acid, or, like, what if we are able to plug into a machine in 25, 50 years from now, you know, are you going to make that your life?
No.
Because then you are essentially the Matrix, right?
Like, then it is the Matrix. Then
yeah, so, like, I'm not going to plug in and make that my reality.
I'm the one, Keanu.
Now, if you were able to do that and, like, manipulate, like, things for the betterment of Earth, like, I want to develop patents, like, to where you can remote access things, you know, like, just like, and that's what I was meaning earlier with
teleportation,
and, like, if you're able to bring that atmosphere right here and remote pilot a drone on Mars, mining, building, creating sustainability for Earth,
now that
humankind
is an interesting idea.
Then you're able to self-sustain, build, and
that's an interesting.
So,
idea.
Like, that's what I want to create. Like,
you have mining bots on Mars, getting us gold and metals.
Well, what we should do first is obviously you need to create you need to build up your infrastructure as much as you need to create, like, the biggest and, like, best satellite needs to be, like, a launch point. You know, like the moon. 3D print. Like, we need to be able to, like, drop 3D printing on the moon. And then you start to build our lunar society.
Whatever,
you know,
we need.
Like,
whatever we need. Well, that is brilliant.
Yeah, and I mean, like, instead of having that humans going brilliant. And building, you have
we
a remote
ship
apparatus.
A drone
yeah.
that goes to Mars and has a 3D printer
like,
on it.
Like, let's
we set it up and we print everything we need there. But we would need a shit ton of filament.
Well, what if you're able to use the lunar sand? What if you're able to, like,
heat it up and make it plastic?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know on the International Space Station, there's probably
they have to have
10 different. There's probably 10 different ways of what sodium bicarbonate moves around with the lunar ship.
Hit us up, like,
yes, Elon, Jeff,
Tesla,
Sir Richard Branson,
SpaceX, Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos.
I want to work with you. You know. I mean, not just as a talking point.
This is the best idea that anybody's ever had. Are you kidding me? This is the solution to the problem. We have a 3D printer that builds whatever we need right on the surface.
But what I think you'll need is you'll need, like you said, you will need to eventually harvest, mine, and bring stuff to make. Like, let's just talk about, instead of filament, let's talk about paste. Like, paste that once exposed to space, like, it cools so rapidly that it's like a igloo. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that. Like, if you can create an environment where, like, you can alter what is there with an incredibly, like, reusable resource, something man-made.
Yeah, you gotta be self-sustainable.
Then you can start to have, like, the ability to build, you know? And then you'd have to have a workforce of, like, miners, and that's where I want to come in, too.
Drones.
Is like, you know, you're right. Drones, I think the big thing is, like Boston Dynamics, these robots and dancing and everything, like, that is amazing. But if you don't start putting them towards, like, this is for humankind to, like, develop further, then eventually you just start thinking of, well, what are they doing here with us? You know, are they trying to, like, become better, you know, outsource us, you know, like, you know, what's the big thing?
About the robots? People are worried about, well, they should be worried about the robots because
I'm more worried about AI.
AI automation is going to take all of drivers, all truck drivers, shipping,
all is
going to be automated. Everything's going to be on a blockchain. They're all going to be on a grid. It's all going to be perfectly smooth. The human element is going to be taken out and it'll be flawless.
So that's where, like,
get ready, adapt or die, you fucks. You better be ready to make money in a different way. I love you all.
You know, I think an open mind is the best way to describe the way to succeed. You know, like,
openly skeptical. You have to be
question
very
everything.
Skeptical.
Question everything. Question everything, but don't turn your ears off. You know, like, listen. You know, that's all I'm
but
saying.
But listen to everything.
Yeah, like, listen, analyze,
that's
digest,
the best
and
advice.
Just, like, you know, question. But
what you doing over there, Miss Melon? Super quiet. Quiet mouse.
Oh, I'm listening.
Ah, learning. 2 years, 1 month.
All right, now question a little bit, and I'll just joke.
Yeah.
But no, you're right, and I, I think that, like what's interesting to me, like, we keep on talking about life, death, technology, you know, our current situation, but, like, what's going on with the delta, the rate of increase in technology? And, I mean, you can talk about it from a financial basis. Look at what crypto is now. Look at the correlation from physical to paper to digital asset. You know what I mean?
All digital assets. NFTs.
But, I mean, you look at what a bank note is, eventually it becomes a digit. You know, like,
it is right now. It's all zeros on a screen.
I mean, we're already halfway there, if not more.
We are halfway. Exactly.
So, like, yeah, the deliberation to be able to, like, decentralize. And I think that, like, these cryptos are going to be an alternative source of, like, eventually, like, what is that? It's income, but it's universal income. Like, I think if you can, like, you know, make enough, like, applications on a lot of the basis, you could probably, like, fill a lot of jobs if you're able to do that. And let's just say metaphorically.
Do you think we should UBI? Is the question.
I think we're
going
to have to. Like, I don't think there's any way around it.
I think with fiat, you have to now.
Well, even with artificial intelligence.
Well, they're talking about
all the jobs. Like,
yeah.
Not every human has the capacity to do the things that robots can't do, like create art and music.
Yes.
which are the only two jobs that are going to still exist when AIs really take over, is anything that creates like the human element. So people are going to have universal income. I mean, otherwise, what are you going to do? You know?
So starve in the streets, decrease.
Or the robots take over and see us as obsolete.
Our robot. Shout out Will Smith. Love you, bro.
But, I mean, you're going to have some sort of baseline because, you know, most of the everything else. I mean, you know, think about it because, you know, Charlie, you sell cars, right? Well, if transportation is taken over, no one has to buy a car anymore.
And the need for a car salesman. It's already going.
Like, it's you think it's happening right now?
Exists.
Yes. A lot of adaptation for electric vehicle is to simplify the process, and you're only there to test and to deliver. Like with electric vehicles.
Well, Tesla's already doing it too. They're making
that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are adapting to that platform.
All you need is a fucking ship it to your door.
Well, in hindsight, CarMax used to be like, you know, anyone can come in and work for $12 an hour and say you sell cars. You know what I mean? Like there is a hustle to being able to talk and you know I'm just
the
saying,
art and even
but,
deal
but stuff about cars. But they've taken the human element out of selling, and they're trying to get people to just memorize a script. That's
buy
what I'm trying
online.
To say. So if you're able to buy online and then go to the human source when the human source is needed for the specific people that prefer,
I need
iterate,
to see the car.
I need to sit it. But like, the human experience is like, you know, Carvana, Vroom, these things, like they'll just deliver the car. You want to physically see it, we understand that, but the human element you still don't really want, you know, like they're getting success off that.
It's going to be an automated Tesla truck that drops it off.
What was that iRobot that an automated truck came over and delivered the robot to?
Yeah. They like, had the rolling massive ones with all the robots on.
I think that eventually you're going to start to see that come out. But I mean,
God, I hope not.
What did they do in that society?
Let's learn from iRobot.
Those people?
Yeah, I mean, like, in iRobot, what did they do in their society? Like,
they helped us. How many laws were there? Three or four? But they helped us. Are you in need of assistance? Are you in need of assistance?
I mean, the societal tone.
I'm trying to think of what those people would even do with
their
lives.
Like, really, what that was about was solving a crisis, if you will, about, you know, the inversion of man and machine. So, what were those people
really fucking doing?
You know, like, what were they doing?
Well, I think it would just become...
And what do you think? Yeah, like, what do you personally believe that society will... Because, again, you got to think like no one else thinks in order to really perceive the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you believe that... The societal tone, people in terms of jobs, like you had a couple really good points, but I don't know, like explain a little bit, because that was interesting.
I think it'd be creation based. Like think to yourself, like if you didn't have to work, what would you be sitting at home doing all day? You know, like for me, I'd be writing songs and making videos and, you know, creating things. You know, so, and I think a lot of people who like, oh, I've always wanted to design clothes, like they would, you know, design clothes, or I've always wanted to design cars, you know, they probably sit there and design cars, or...
And that's a good talking point. Do you think that we will diversify and become like a million different brands of something, like in China right now? Because there's like a million different kinds of everything there, you know, and it's like people still have like mom and pop, like not huts, but like very, very small retail space. That
there's stores everywhere.
You know, like every kind of whatever. Three different types. Like, you look at phones, no phone's the same with the same kind of, like, circuitry. Not maybe, you know, like, mother chips. And,
so many phones now. Oh, my God.
And Shenzhen.
Like, I think there's... How many people have a phone? Dude, I was just watching something. I think it was 1 billion. 1 or 3, I think. But that many people have a phone, have access to a phone. And it's growing every day. You gotta remember. Mm-hmm. Every single day. Humans on this earth are getting one of these smartphones and access to Wi-Fi, the internet, global money now with Bitcoin, messaging, instant messaging, sales. You could sell. I sell shit online all day, every day. You can sell anything online. You can flip anything online. Facebook, you can flip anything. You can buy shit at a garage sale. One man's trash is another man's treasure money on Facebook, bro. No excuses anymore. There are zero excuses now. I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, that's what I want.
What can't you wait for?
I can't wait for... What would I do with my time?
Yeah, if you like didn't have to work a job. Like, you had unlimited amounts of money.
I would change the world. I would do so many things.
What's the first thing you would start with?
I would travel.
If I had unlimited... What's the first thing you would start with to try and... Maybe not a big change for like, you know, like... The radical
How do you
change, for
change
one country,
this
but
world?
Like a little change for like everyone.
Everyone on the earth, it has to be education. It has to be Wi-Fi and these smartphones. That's the first thing. It has to be global internet, which is basically what Elon, I think, could do right now. If you have internets in satellites, if you have satellites around the earth, you can have free internet globally.
Oh yeah.
You can have unlimited energy. Let's not talk about that though. Nikola Tesla, shout out to you. Because
the
unless
real
it was greed,
OG.
The real OG, yeah. Not Elon. I love you too, Elon, but bro.
You're just digging up old files that are in an FBI.
He just named himself after
that,
the best inventor, like, ever.
He's a whiz to be nice, you know.
Tesla. Just that name brings success. Tesla. That
Where
name is success. I don't know, the gods.
No, Nikola Tesla.
I know Nikola Tesla, but how is he, Ray? Like, who was he? Who was his
parents? Well, if you look at
parents?
It, like, Tesla is actually an energy company.
Yes, they are.
No, they're an energy company.
But like, the energy is focused on
transportation. They're using their vehicles as, like, a hub of energy.
It is energy. We need better energy, though.
Plus the batteries, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's the how well, they're energizing their cars
well,
is what makes
it. Like you'd be a producer of an engine, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day if you were creating a vehicle. Like,
yeah.
you know, the big highlight here is, you know, it's got, back in the day, it's got 50 horsepower. You know what I mean? Like, it'll rip.
It's got five horses.
You know? Like,
there's five horses in this thing?
50
Five horses.
Horses
under this hood?
I can't even fit 10 horses on my chariot. You know, like... This has the power of 50.
The chariot from Greece, baby. That's what I want. Rome. That's what I would do if you were rich and had all the time. You know, if you had all the money, what you do is you change food, education, transportation,
yes.
housing, and then everything else. Education takes care of itself. Because if you have happy, healthy, smart parents teaching kids, then everything else, the next generation will continue to get better. Because everyone will continue to be happier, healthier, wealthier, and loved, right?
If I was
Ty
a billionaire,
Lopez.
I would
Health
definitely
Lopez.
Want to change the world with a lot of those regards, and you're right. Those are great.
That's all
great
I would
topics.
Do.
I
would just build awesome shit where it needs to be fucking built around the world.
Massive
Travel.
Pyramids.
That's
everywhere.
What we need.
That's what
we
I
need
do.
Obelisks.
No, I'm just joking. I would,
those are
I
energy
would...
ports, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, they are. It's been proven. Crops it's... grow way better in pyramids, but anyway,
it's like frequency rounds.
I think I don't know if I were not to work for a paycheck,
yeah,
let's and I work for myself and for others and
passion,
yeah, like my passion.
There's no work because you don't need to work.
I would desperately try to maybe not bring about the total end right away, but I would try to shift the transmission of power, especially starting
from
with
the
this
banks?
Country.
Or what are you talking about?
No, transmission of power means like oil.
Government.
Oil.
Yeah.
Oh,
oil. Like oil. Like we, like
oil
gasoline, petrol. Like we need to shift.
The problem.
We need to shift our
oil.
Infrastructure off of all these like crude ways of making energy. You know, like when our parents were growing up, they were told, we'll give all these manufacturing jobs away because we're going to build the future and we're going to be a beacon of, like, you know, mass technology. We won't have
yeah.
to, you know, we'll all be engineers kind of thing, you know, mm-hmm. like engineering shit. And we won't have time for, you know, making spoons, plastic spoons. You know what I mean? So, like, you just,
fuck are you talking about plastic spoons over there?
You know, like, if you look at that, you're really able to, like, see what we were supposed to do, and I think we have to start with the transmission of power. Okay?
Talking about just the government, or are we talking about?
We're talking about like renewable energy.
Yeah, energy.
Energy is
energy. The focus. Our infrastructure, how we. I don't care if it's electric vehicles, non-automated.
Well, you know what I mean? The goal is and then, unlimited energy.
Well, yes, and I think that if you're able to at least start to say we're not going to go this way anymore. This archaic, old, crude, dirty way. Well,
the only way to change that is money. Well, it's greed and research, power is what's keeping it in source, right?
And you're right, and lobbyists. But
and the only way to do that is money.
I think that would be my first one. The second one would be healthcare, because I think that, at least in America, insurance, the price of pharmaceutical drugs...
Fuck healthcare. We need humans healthy. We need to teach them health. We don't need healthcare, sick care. We need healthy humans.
Well,
we need healthy human beings.
Let's just say you have a genetic, you have a genetic thing going on where,
and when
your families,
you can,
you're gonna have like a heart disease or something. Like you need advancements in medicine,
The advancement
you do need
is...
that, but you don't need to. You don't need to have an insurance like car insurance that we do here. You don't need. You can greatly lower everything. And still have, if you need it, obviously, but you're right. If you're able to, and this is what I mean by healthcare as a whole, you like, not just medication, I'd say I want to revolutionize pharmaceutical companies or pharmaceutical, if I meant that, but, healthcare, meaning like, if you need to spend $50,000 because you got MS or like a month, you shouldn't have to fucking need to fucking spend 50 grand, like literally watch like a family member die because they're not able to do it, go in debt, lose your house. That stuff's crazy, but you need to be able to show people that if you're healthy, if you're fit, you won't need to depend on that kind of shit,
Exactly.
So you need to balance that as a whole, and you're just not doing it, at least here. Energy, like starting as this country and going out, health in general, and then food,
that's
you
key.
Need to localize food. You need to make it like
you need to grow good food again.
Pass laws that make it illegal for fast food companies to continue to sell the crap that they're selling.
Mass farming.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. We need to get rid of that.
Well, the problem is it's cheaper to get a taco at Taco Bell than it is to get a organic, gluten-free, vegan anything.
Because you're only buying that gluten shit in one state or, let's say four states, and if you localize everything, guess what's going to be fucking cheaper?
Because you don't have to pay for the transportation and
the preservatives. Everything.
Preservatives.
If you localize...
It grows. It's a plant. It's food. You can grow it.
And
it's
free. Even meat. Even everything else. Just localize it. Don't try and put one place in, Utah. Have, distribute all the chicken nuggets in the, the world. You know what I mean? don't do that. I don't care how it is. Just have some character.
Well, it'll bring the community together, too, because, you will, at that point, be forced to kind of work with your community. Everyone will know the local farmer, and one idea I always thought would be really cool is what if you created a facility that was either hydroponic or aeroponic, especially in food deserts, like places that are arid, that can't grow food. And part of the universal income was everyone in the community had to work a certain amount of hours every week at the grow center. And then you got free food and you got free money, and all you had to do was for 4 hours a week go and help out, run the aeroponics and make sure it's all good, and then you get to take your basket home with you and everyone gets free food and free water.
Yeah.
And everyone works together to create the sustainability of that society.
I look forward to that.
Right?
I look forward to those communities where everyone is on the same page. And the only way to get there is we need to get people out of poverty, because as soon as people are poor, what do they resort to?
Well, we need to get people out of the poverty mindset.
Bingo. And how do you do that? Education from birth, right?
Yep.
Yes.
The only way to change that, it's easier to give birth than wake the dead. Right? Yep. Remember that saying? Network marketing. Thank you, network marketing. Taught me a lot, boy.
Yeah, it did.
And we met a lot of people. I mean, look at this right here.
Yeah.
Got Mr. Mellon, Charles, fucking getting it. We out here getting big business now. Big business. Getting them networks moving. Social media's popping off. Ooh-wee.
Speaking of social media, it's watched a documentary recently that was talking about like the psychological effects of social media. I thought it was very interesting because people have changed their perceptions of like what the world truly is because they see, you know, all these celebrities and all these people like, oh, they're super gorgeous and they have all this money and they're living this life, and it's like causing a lot of depression in people.
Yeah, it is. And I
think it's super interesting. You know, even myself, I recently did what's called a dopamine detox, where I just cut out everything in my life that created any kind of dopamine response. And one of those things was scrolling through social media. And I noticed a huge uptake in my happiness, in my productivity, my sleep, just across the board.
No social media at all?
None. I mean...
For how long?
Well, so I did about 3.5 weeks...
Wow.
I did no Netflix, no pot, no alcohol, no social media, no porn, no video games, nothing. Like you name it. If you made you happy, I didn't do it. and all I did was build my business and write songs. That's all I did.
Well, that makes you happy, right? Business and songs.
Well, writing songs is my
focus. Yeah. Happiness and drive and money.
So you made that happiness, that dopamine response, what you specifically wanted your brain to interpret as productive, passionate, and like what made you
happy. Happy, healthy.
You wanted to like recalibrate what is what to yourself almost, right?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Oh, it would change my life, man. I mean, and you know, obviously I'm drinking a margarita right now. Like I'm not 100% perfect and I never will claim to be.
No,
but cutting these things out in excess, and even doing long periods of time where you like go hardcore like and do it. Alex Becker is where I learned all this from. He calls it nightmare mode. But you know, it's what it does is it tricks your mind, like you just said, to create the dopamine response to be things that like you create. You know, so like your brain thinks of dopamine as ones and zeros, right? So when you drink alcohol, your brain's like, oh, one, 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 this is awesome, I love this.
One, one, one.
Right, exactly. But it's like, it's so easy that your brain is like, oh, well, I don't have to try at all to get this one, so why would I work hard at anything else if I can just immediately give my body this one response? You do the same thing with social media, with smoking weed and all that stuff.
The path of least resistance.
The path of least resistance.
What's going to make me happy right now?
Exactly. And so your brain just constantly wants to be on this high. But when you cut that out and you're like, okay, well, what else do I have to do? I read a book. And you start reading a book and you're like, oh, this is really interesting. I'm really enjoying this. One. You know, and it gives you that one response. And then you're like, oh, I wrote this song. Oh, this sounds awesome. I can't believe I just did that. One. You know, so it's like
creating
it's
something one.
Exactly. It's harder to get to that one, but when you do, it's more rewarding and more fulfilling, and you're more drawn to that instead of trying to get that easy one response from all that other stuff.
Hmm. It's impressive.
Yeah. Now there's a lot of distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes you more productive, you know, because then you're not sitting there, because I do it all the time.
The modern world.
I'll be sitting there at my desk and I'm working on a project for a client, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a break. And I sit there on my social media and I scroll through Instagram. And it's like, what am I doing? Like, I'm wasting my time here. You know,
unless you use social media to make money.
For sure. And that was where I cheated. So how I did it was, because a lot of how I make money too is social media. So what I did was I deleted all the apps off my phone, because when I'm on my phone is when I'm doing all that scrolling through people's feeds.
So you have them on the computer.
So on my desktop, I'll access my Facebook Messenger, or I'll access the Facebook groups that I need to get certain information. But that's it.
Interesting.
Like, no scrolling. You know, it's just you're on there to post, and you're on there to access your messages and all that stuff. But that's how I navigated that. But
impressive.
I just noticed a lot more productivity and happiness. So,
how much awesome. Happier? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm definitely a 10X.
Whoa.
100%. Well, but that's including everything. Like cutting out all of
health,
stuff.
Yeah, everything you said.
Yeah, like all the... Oh, and sugar. I cut out sugar. So sugar. Like I used to eat like ice cream all the time. I cut out ice cream. You know, I only eat...
It's a drug.
Sugar. It's a horrible drug. You know, I mean, I have a list here, I think, of all the other things I cut out. I'm missing a few. But yeah, I mean, it's essentially what it's doing is it's retraining your brain to find pleasure in the things that are difficult. And then, you know, the things that are difficult are allowing you to...
Rewiring,
and it's allowing you to push your dreams forward. Like, be more successful in what you love to do. So
focus, success.
Yeah.
Focus.
But it's tough, man. It's really hard. Tough. I mean, it was really tough. I couldn't sleep the first couple nights because I was used to, like, being high and going to sleep or, you know, watching a Netflix show before I went to bed, you know.
Detox. You're going through withdrawals, basically.
Yeah, you are. The first 2 or 3 days are really tough. After that, it's a breeze.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the majority of people don't have willpower.
That's
no, they do
part.
Not.
Not at all. That's the tough part.
The more people I meet, the more I'm like, wow. No comment.
Right.
Yeah. No comment. Much love, but we're getting better. We're getting better. I really do believe it. We are getting better. I mean, we have the internet now. You can learn anything at any time. I taught myself everything, basically. You know? All you need is a phone and Wi-Fi. You can learn YouTube, like, is basically your university now. YouTube University.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to pay 50 grand.
You know, I think coming out of this, like, you know, post-COVID and everything, it's like, I really hope we get off of our technology and we start to, like...
Do this more?
Well, I mean, just appreciate human connectivity. Connection. You know, I mean, communication is a big thing that, I mean... The phone almost makes you put fences up, right? If you get away from it, you're able to, like, mingle with people you don't usually mingle with, ideas you don't usually ingest or digest, you know what I mean? Just to be able to, like, be around, leave your comfort zone, know that, you know, live your life like, oh my God, I wish I had that amazing life on social media. Live it right now like you're making it better.
Comparison is like, the thief of joy.
Yeah.
You can't compare yourself to these pictures.
Yes. Like stop comparing and getting stuck and
the losing game.
You know, a dopamine, you know, effect on your brain and you know, don't dope your brain, right?
Exactly.
You know, like seriously, like
don't
like,
be a dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Dopey.
That's why they call it dope.
Dopey dope.
Yeah.
Dopey. Was that one of the dwarves?
Yeah, I think it was.
Wasn't it?
Dopey.
Dude, I haven't watched like Cinderella. Is it Cinderella?
No, it's
Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White.
Or Snow
White.
Snow White.
Yeah.
Snow White, seventh grade.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Snow White.
Yeah, we're not big.
In like
ten right.
years.
Now dude, that I'm, we're men.
Right.
Yeah, I like Mulan. I mean, I love Hercules, like we were talking about earlier today. Love her. Dude, I got a silver coin.
Hercules.
I got a silver
Hercules.
1 ounce coin. I got a 1 ounce coin of silver that has Hercules. It's like minted, like 1999, still wrapped, still in the cellophane. Like, dude.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I got some pearls. Oh, yeah, we're going to shoot some guns tomorrow, too. America, Second Amendment. Was that First Amendment? Second Amendment.
Second Amendment.
Second? Okay. Second. Second Amendment. We're going to Second
Amendment
tomorrow.
Freedom
right,
speech.
Right to...
bear arms.
No.
Yeah.
Right to protest.
Right to assemble.
Oh, okay.
Right to assemble, yeah.
Yeah.
Peacefully assemble.
Of course. Or else you get the Boston Massacre.
What other kind of assembly is there?
Well... In the world today,
war.
There's some assemblies. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. There are some assemblies
that go awry.
There's not just one or two. There's a.
I'm very glad there's no world wars. I think we're past that point as a humanity society.
I hope so.
I don't know, man.
Getting there.
I don't know.
Dude,
China.
The only way to change this world is to change the money. The only way to do that. Is to peacefully exit the
system. How do you do that with authoritarianism?
Yeah.
You do
How
it,
do you do that with authoritarianism?
You do
Please
it with Bitcoin.
Me.
You do it with something they cannot alter, change, or take away.
Dude, there's
they
multiple
can kill
studies.
People.
There's multiple studies in the intelligence
AK-40s.
Agencies that are saying that, like, you can also weaponize cryptos. You can also weaponize Bitcoin. You know, like, what if China adopted Bitcoin as their currency?
It's a tool. Everything's a tool. It's
how and they were like, Americans, no more.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like...
No, they can't. Nobody can stop crypto. It won't happen. Nobody
can change it. That's a little bit of a different kind of thing, but you know what I'm saying.
What were you saying? Sorry.
Weaponizing things. Weaponizing.
Weaponizing crypto.
Currency.
So how would they weaponize a crypto currency?
Yeah, how would they do that?
I mean, you pretty much look at devaluing other people's fiat by making your own crypto, your own decentralization.
Killing the country's fiat system, dollars, pesos, euros, because crypto is so much better, they are exiting out of your fiat scam and going into sound hard money.
But if you look at it, if a government were to make its own crypto, it would be just like a fiat.
It would be a fiat-controlled centralized system still.
What I'm trying to say is that just like people, like every single country in the world is printing like over 60% of their fiat in the last like 2 years. Well, let's just say 2 years. Because like Zimbabwe, they printed 96% of their fiat currency in the last 6 months. You know, like if you're really looking at what's going on, if a government owns the money, can't you really, in business terms, call it a monopoly?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we're printing up a shit ton of money, because guess what? The whole fucking world is. It's an everything bubble. It is an everything bubble. But
they're all
the nice thing is if everyone does it, you're not really shooting yourself in the foot by doing that. You know,
well, if you force everybody to use fiat, then that's what they're going to have to use, and that's what we've done. Mm-hmm. They've forced people to buy oil with only U.S. dollars. That's what's, you know, that agreement exists, right? It's, can only get oil from these people in the Middle East with dollars. Not euros, not pounds, not Bitcoin. You have to use the U.S. dollar right now. And the only reason they did that is for control. And as soon as that breaks,
they probably had like more than just like, we're going to control everyone with it. I'm sure there's like a national, like an Atlantic kind of like participation where it's like all of our allies are going to be able to purchase that oil because we, as the biggest ally, are able to say, we're going to do this.
It makes the U.S. dollar the world reserve currency because they have to purchase everything with U.S. dollars. They have to purchase oil, which is the foundation of everything. Cars, manufacturing, transportation, foundation, steel, everything in the economy. So once the U.S. dollar crashes, game over.
Transmission of power.
New world reserve currency will be, drumroll please, Bitcoin. It has to be. There's nothing better. There is no other better option right now. So the best option wins, right? In competition, the best opponent, the best player in athletes, right? Soccer, sports, wins. I don't know why I said soccer. I love soccer, but I love every other sport. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I look forward to the dethroning of the U.S. dollar, because I've been waiting for this for 10 years. As soon as I learned what the Fed was, I was like, dude, we need to change this. But it had to take time.
I mean, we're not an authoritarian group controlling a like, currency like that.
Like China or North Korea?
Russia. You know, like everywhere else, like besides democracy.
I love you all. It no could offense. Be worse.
Like, yeah, like we're doing all right. We're not the GDP of like Texas, like Russia. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of differences. I don't want to see anything crumble in the U.S. dollar at all, ever.
Why?
I mean, it'd be nice for the U.S. Treasury to adopt.
We need pain.
Alternative assets.
We need death of U.S. dollar. We need pain. It has to happen.
You want
to
cripple our economy for fun?
The only way to do that.
Yeah. Yes, I've been waiting us to become Russia, you know? Like,
yes.
Trailer park with nukes, you know? Like,
if it equals a foundation to build upon better. If we build in a way better society, then yes, we need to crash it now.
If
we need to kill
able...
it now. Go and take it out in the back and shoot it. Quicker, the better. Get it over with. Because then we can. Right? Then we can start anew and make something better.
So we should result to zero before
It's not going to be zero because the transition has already happened. It's already 12 years now with Bitcoin.
I don't think the U.S. dollar will ever go away, but I think it will definitely become so devalued that people will create their store of wealth and other options.
It might go away in like 100 years.
I really don't like... I don't know. I can't agree with that mindset because I'm an American citizen, and I believe that even if I buy Bitcoin, even if I think it's going to be better than the U.S. dollar, I mean, why do you think people have Swiss bank accounts? You know what I mean? Like, of course they go where the money's at, where the valuation's better, but you have to look at your country, you know, and say, you don't want to crash your economy, you know?
Why?
Because Russia and China have been training their whole fucking existence to say, oh, you're not worth anything. We're going to go extort your resources and bring them to our place now. Like, you look at how Russia and China have gone to other neighboring countries or even the ocean and just said, we're going to create the fucking resources out of nothing. We're going to strip all these resources.
You think they're going to come here and take things from us? War?
I mean, if our economy is nothing, then you realize we don't have the ability to put gas in our tanks to be able to feed our soldiers. Like, what are they? You're going to pay them in Bitcoin? And, you know, like...
Yeah, will accept it.
Well, once that world has transitioned, which is, I mean, the U.S. Treasury has
I don't think
got
it's
going to
get that bad because it's already
adapt
a transition.
New assets. But you say transition, that's not a transition.
Slow
that's
transition.
It's a collapse, it's is a what slow. You just said. You said take it out to the back and kill it.
Yeah, I
you
want
know what
it.
I mean?
I
like,
want that to happen.
That's not a transition.
But it won't happen. It won't happen because the Fed won't give up their control. They won't give it up.
As they shouldn't, or else we're crippled as a world economy. Like,
good! Because then we can build new. Then we can build something better. We have to get rid of the Fed.
Who's going to build
it? We have to get rid of the Fed. You like the Fed, Charles?
Who's going to build better with Bitcoin in America?
The Bitcoin blockchain, it can handle any... It can scale to billions right now.
Okay.
As it is.
How is that... I mean, like...
Or Cardano.
What is going to be... I mean, you can't just, like, cripple that. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
economics,
I guess,
globally, especially, like, if you cripple that...
Bitcoin's global. You can use it anywhere, anytime.
Okay.
It can work in any country.
So can currency exchanges.
No.
You
know? No, they can't. They failed already. They've proven they failed. Right now, they're failing.
All right, in which regard?
They're being printed by the mass. They're being fed to death by middlemen. What are you talking about?
I mean, everyone's printing money.
Fiat dollars.
Everyone's printing money right now. We're in
an
everything bubble.
They're not making any more Bitcoin.
No, we're just talking about fiat right now. Everyone is printing.
No, we're talking about Bitcoin to fiat taking over. Destruction.
Yeah, so like, how are you going to destroy the dollar but make America be this good country?
I don't want America. I don't want America versus Russia. I want a global system. And the only way to do that is to have global money. And Bitcoin is global.
Yeah, and I think the U.S. Treasury should adapt assets to make
other countries adapt to that asset.
They should adapt. Though they should definitely bring more assets to the U.S. Treasury.
So what you're saying is you want to take out all the fiat currencies behind the block and shoot them all in a line at the
all
same time.
They're all
and
failures.
Then one
every
cryptocurrency
fiat
or when
has died.
Or all one group of cryptocurrencies become the global like currency that we use. So instead of using US dollars and euros and pounds and yen,
we
and
can
all
use
that other
something
stuff,
that scales.
You're talking
easier.
About
Cardano,
Doge, Bitcoin,
Litecoin is instant, fast, and there's a shit ton of them. Like, people probably don't want to hear me say that, but Doge is fast.
Yeah.
Is fast, and it is a blockchain. So Doge is possible. I mean, I don't know what the reason is, but there has to be a reason that Elon Musk is pumping the shit out of Doge. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be a reason. It's already...
I think he's
trolling. Wait for Saturday Night Live.
I think he's trolling.
Yeah,
man.
Wait for SNL.
I really think he is literally doing it because he thinks it's funny.
It is irony.
Like,
that?
I literally
he said
think
that
that's
in
the only
interview.
Reason. I mean, think about it. He's a multi-billion-dollar genius. Like, he is playing with us. Like, this is just fun to him.
He didn't say he's going to take something private. You know,
no.
Like...
And he's not
going to
sell.
Playing
he told
around.
He's going to
yeah.
hold. Like, he's not going to crash it. He's not going to make it bad for other people. He is literally just going, he. Like, I literally
yeah.
think that is it.
Yeah, me too.
But But I
the Dallas Mavericks are accepting it for
Cuban?
NBA.
Yeah, Mark Cuban.
And he said he's not selling the Doge.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
And he also had some really good comments about Bitcoin as a token, like talking about in the crypto world. It is truly like a standard equivalent to the gold standard with currency, you know, with fiat. Like Bitcoin is the standard. It is the gold standard.
It is,
you know,
the
what
king
I mean?
Right now.
And right now, Ethereum, I think you could definitely use that chain, you know, as more applications are built to be run on quite easily. But yeah, I mean,
Ethereum's gonna have a problem scaling as we see right now.
However, if they pull off Ethereum 2.0, it is still going to remain number two.
It's still going to be the best.
I honestly think that it is possible that Ethereum, the track that it's going, its market cap could exceed Bitcoin. I really believe that. And here's why, though.
Why?
Because people who buy Bitcoin and hold it. They don't do anything with it. People who buy Ethereum use Ethereum as a medium exchange.
Right, it's like an application.
An application. So there are going to be more people pushing Ethereum through hands than there are people going to be pushing Bitcoin through hands. People are going to grab Bitcoin.
Ethereum
more.
Will be exchanging hands more.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Bitcoin will be held.
Which means that the
trying to claw it from my dead fingers before I send my Bitcoin to somebody else.
Which I think Bitcoin will forever remain per coin the most valuable coin.
Hell
but
yeah.
I think by market cap, I think Ethereum or Cardano, Polkadot, some of these other smart contracts will exceed
because
Bitcoin
because those
market
will
cap.
Be the currency that we use every
those,
day.
Yeah, those will be
those
the
will
trading
be the
assets.
Day-to-day
those
shit.
Will be trading assets.
Correct.
Yes. I believe that you're right in that, and I think that, you know, Bitcoin is truly going to be more of a
store of value.
Yeah, it's a valuation token, you know, like more of a, like, this is the hub, you know, like this is the gold standard. This is more or less like just going to be something that people are going to pull out of, like in terms of people that are in countries like Zimbabwe where inflation is a legitimate fucking horror and like, you know, like Forex is like, you know, you can't contribute shit. Like you're going to ditch, you know, you're going to go to something like that, you know?
They're switching to Dash in Venezuela right now by the droves.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Dash, privacy coin, fast, by the droves. Like, stores are already accepting it.
After they failed with their token.
Well, did you see the African deal with Cardano, too, that they're working with the government?
What?
Like, the African government is looking to adopt Cardano as, like, their main governance.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to be using it a lot for, like, their voting system. Like, they're going to be using the smart contract
praise
technology
the gods.
To be
there's
able to
so
vote.
There's so much to talk about. We only have 7 minutes left. I want to talk about NFTs. I want to talk about digital space online.
Yeah.
I want to talk about blockchain in voting. I want to talk about that, how it's going to take trust and corruption out of society.
Yeah.
Which is what you need.
Especially
for a happy,
healthier countries,
especially Russia,
like North Korea,
all that
like
shit.
All that, like I know they. Probably
it will liberate.
Never see this.
Blockchain
even know
will
what
liberate.
All those coins are.
Oh, they'll
know?
Never hear this.
They'll be like, "What do you mean? There's a coin in the air?
Yeah.
You know, like
there's a coin on my phone that goes up in value that
there's
I can
phone?
Send to you.
Phones
say,
exist.
What's internet?
Yeah,
phone." You don't say. In North Korea, I guess they don't have internet or anything either.
You know, their dictionary is probably totally different. I'm just joking.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. They have censored everything. Well, I mean, blockchain sets the world free. Blockchain sets the slaves of the world that are still shackled free. Oh, my God. Savage fuck. Copyright, my James.
Well, the thing that blockchain takes out or that does better than anything else is it makes it you can't lie. I mean, like, because like a guy sitting at a bank, trustless, yeah, a guy sitting in a bank, he could change the ledger if he wanted to just by a couple decimal places and boom, he's a billionaire.
One key,
you know. But blockchain, it's like you have to, I mean, You could. I mean, it is conceivably possible.
Everyone would see it, though. Everyone would see it on the open blockchain.
Unless every single validator node and miner on one specific blockchain was all at the same time, like, yes, we are going to completely overhaul everything.
It's impossible.
It would be...
It literally is like 99.999.
It's improbable. I don't think it's impossible, but it's improbable.
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard a really, really good quote. I think this was from... I believe it was from Cuban. He was saying that, you know, if you look at what cryptocurrency is, its availability, how easy it is to trade, how easy it is to, like, transfer funds, go through contracts and pay for contracts, you can do it without anyone, okay? No middlemen.
No middlemen, peer-to-peer.
Whereas with a bank, you've got a whole building with a whole bunch of people trying to change things,
and they want not get on the same page. They want fees. They got to pay for overhead.
Well, you have to make money. The quote, like, I'm not quoting that, but like he went along to say that you have to pay for people to muddy the waters in the chain of command and not make that.
This guy takes his fee. This guy takes his fee. Middleman. Yeah. Right? Take him out. Take him out of the equation and use Bitcoin how it was meant to be used by Satoshi Nakamoto in the white paper. Peer to peer decentralized currency.
That's kind of the weaponization tool that they're talking about. You know, like. You take everything out of the currency or everything out of the economy in one place, mm-hmm. and you're and you haven't printed too much, and you dump it out from the bottom. You can just create any country to go into collapse. Yeah, the people who bought first are good, mm-hmm. but now the value's so high and your currency's so low. Mm-hmm. How are you gonna buy?
Yeah,
you know, like in comparison to the world.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. You can crumble economies.
Everybody would have a chance to buy Bitcoin still. The price wouldn't shift too much. Like, let's say the billionaires were buying a bunch of shit at Bitcoin. It wouldn't shift. The higher it goes, the less volatile it is. So it'd take more money to shift it quicker. So they would have a chance. The peasants would have it. We, the people, would have a chance to buy it still at low prices and ride the train with it. And we're still early, bro. What do you think percentage of the world owns crypto?
I think it's 5%? 10%.
6-7%, like nothing.
Okay, so what do you guys? I know we're running out of time here, and I'm curious, what is your guys's long term top all time high prediction for Bitcoin?
I love it.
All time.
Go ahead, Charles.
Like the highest it'll ever.
All right, so I'd have to say you guys have more experience than me in this, so I'll be the radical, if you will.
Give me a good one. Throw it out there.
The first asset that's over 10 trillion.
Like market
valuation.
Cap?
Valuation.
You're talking total market cap or one coin?
Bitcoin?
No, I mean like market cap.
So like 11 trillion, you said?
10?
Over 10. Yeah.
Over 10. Okay. Okay.
Is that like all the world's GDP right now?
That's gold.
How much is gold? 10 trillion?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll easily overtake gold.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so you didn't give a price. You didn't say a price. We're running low. We got 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Hold up. My answer would be per coin.
Per coin.
Just so you know, $10 trillion market cap would make Bitcoin $500,000 a coin.
That's nothing.
Easily. You're probably looking at
go.
$100 million.
$100 million.
Hell yeah, 100 million coin.
No,
I agree.
No. $50 million.
$50 million a coin.
Okay.
I think it's definitely, in 10 years, it'll be 10 million a coin or more. I think it'll definitely reach a high of 50-ish or more. Maybe $500 million. What do you think, Matt? Go. End it quick. We got a minute and a half.
I think it'll be $12.6 million a Bitcoin, which will create its market cap to be 30 to 40% of the entire world's total. Like net worth assets.
That's great. I actually reenact my comment.
Yeah.
I think
25. I stole that from someone else. That wasn't my speculation.
30% is a nice plus or minus like 2.5-5%. You know, like.
Well, and anywho.
Of the world, yeah.
It's gonna change the world at whatever price. It already is and already has changed the world. And I'm very blessed that we are in this society right now. We're living it. I think we're living in the very exciting times. We get to witness some of the most incredible changes and transformations on this earth. But it's a pleasure. Real Talk Radio, you already know who it is. I think we got in some incredible, incredible topics, discussions, and questions here. That was fucking awesome. Appreciate you, boys.
Thank you so much.
Yes, have thank you guys.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you.
Right on time, baby.
And also with you.
And also with you. And also with you. Peace out.